Okay, my name is Kamal, and I'm here to talk a bit about Israeli Apartheid Week. You all know what that is? It's in its eighth year, and it officially started yesterday here.
Now can you hear me?
Cool. Okay, it's in its eighth year. Organizers who came before me, my fellow organizers this year, and Israeli Apartheid Week organizers all over the world, including in South Africa and in Palestine, for making the event the success that it is. There's a few more people I'd like to thank. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who put in the time and effort to organize this rally. So let's hear it for them. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out today. Canadians, we tend to be known as polite, quiet, and hospitable sort of people, but we're also not afraid of using our voices to make sure that neoconservative warmongers know that they are not welcome here. But finally, and this may come as a surprise, I'd like to thank one more person, and that's Benjamin Netanyahu. He, of course, is the reason we're all here today, and he could have chosen any time of year to come visit, but he chose to join us for Israeli Apartheid Week this year. Isn't that great? So, it's nice to know that he's thinking of us. But at the risk of giving myself and my fellow Apartheid Week organizers a bit too much credit, it isn't too much of a stretch to wonder if that did have something to do with why he chose to come now. I've mentioned in how in just 8 years, it spread to over 100 cities. It's become a staple of the school year in more and more universities across the world, and it gets a huge amount of attention. We know the media is paying attention. It's not often that a student-run awareness week gets in the mainstream press, but it happens every March with Israeli Apartheid Week. We know the politicians are paying attention. Zionist politicians everywhere are falling over each other to condemn Israeli Apartheid Week. But finally, and most importantly, we know that Israel is noticing us. We know this because every year they try harder and harder to try to counter us and win the public relations war. Every year, this year, they're sending out over 150 speakers to the same cities that are hosting Apartheid Week. And they're paying these people to defend Israel against the allegations that we are making. So Israel, one of the most powerful states in the world, is actually strategizing and expending resources to counter the threat of student activists organizing in their spare time. So we know Israel is noticing us. And they're noticing us because we're winning. We're winning because we've changed the conversation. Israel wants to talk about terrorism, but now we're talking about racism and apartheid. Israel is on the defensive more than ever, and Israeli Apartheid Week is definitely one of the reasons for this. We're also winning because boycott, divestment, and sanctions is spreading like crazy. The BDS campaign was only started in 2006, but it's grown to the point that Zionist think tanks and lobby groups are openly referring to BDS as a major threat to the Israeli state. And if BDS could bring down apartheid in South Africa, we all know it will do the same in Israel-Palestine. BDS has definitely seen success on university campuses, most notably the University of Johannesburg, which has enacted the academic boycott. We're also hoping to have some success here in Toronto. Students at both U of T and York have started campaigns for the universities to divest from companies who build weapons from Israel and profit from the occupation. These are great campaigns which we should all learn about and support. So, we'd love to see all of you at some Apartheid Week events this week. We've got some great people coming from out of the country. Dalit Baum co-founded Who Profits from the Occupation, which is a research initiative in Israel. Dina Gamil is an Egyptian journalist, a revolutionary activist, and a leading figure in the Socialist Popular Alliance Party. Remy Kanazi is a fantastic poet and activist based in New York. And Frank Barrett is the coordinator of the Russell Tribunal in Palestine, and he's from London. We've also got lots of great local speakers coming. So our first big event is Tuesday, this Tuesday, at 7 o'clock in room 1050 of the Earth Sciences Center.